Okay, good morning and good night, everybody. Today's daf is Makos Daf Yud. We left off on Daf Tesa Amid Beis. We're at the second to last line, last two words on line, Be'ever HaYardein, on Daf Tesa Amid Beis. Today's show is once again sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, Alila Nishmas, his mother, Golda Basimcha, Alea Shalom, as well as by Daniel Sadian for the success of Klal Yisrael in these times, and Hatzlacha for our soldiers and our captives, they should return home safely. We thank both sponsors very, very much for the sponsorship. So what we're going to talk about, we're going to continue the discussion of Ari Miklat. So we're going to talk about the 42 cities and how they were different than the original six Ari Miklat. The Gemara is going to talk about that the Ari Miklat require a water supply and markets and suburbs, and how if a Talmud were to go into Gullus, the Rebbe's got to go with him, and if the Rebbe goes into Gullus, his whole Yeshiva goes with him. The Gemara is going to talk about how Rav Chista could not die while he was learning Torah. Then we're going to have four different interpretations of the pasuk Umi Oev Bamon Lo Tavua. So, and they're all going to relate to Talmud Torah. Then the Gemara is going to tell us that Hashem prefers a single day of David HaMelech's Torah over thousands of Shlomo HaMelech's Karbanos. And then on Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to talk about how we make very clear signs about how to get to the Er Miklat, and in general, Hashem guides one on the path that he's interested in going, and we prove that from Torah, from Nevi'im, and from Ksuvim, and we talk about how a Goel Adam is technically allowed to kill the Rotzeach, but we strongly discourage it, and at the end of the daf, we're going to discuss how a city of that's majority rotzchim, or a city without zakenim, cannot be kolate, cannot serve as near miklat. And we're going to have a machlokas whether a city without zakenim can produce a ben sora remora, and whether we bring negla rufa from a city without zakenim. Meaning, what are the halachos about cities that do not have zakenim? So let's begin again, two lines from the end of the page on daf tesem beis be'ever yadin tlas beretz yisrael. The way we seem to have set it up yesterday is that there are six Ari Miklat, three on Eiver Yadin, three in Eretz Yisrael. That doesn't make any sense. The mainland of Eretz Yisrael is so much larger than Eiver Yadin. There were 10.5 Shvatim in the mainland of Eretz Yisrael, only 2.5 in Eiver Yadin. Such a larger population. How could it be that they were anticipating the same amount of Hariga B'Shogeg in both places? Samar Abaye Begilad Shchichi Rotzchin. No, because in Gilad, which is Eiver HaYarden, there are a lot of Rotzchim there, and therefore we do anticipate much more killing going on over there. The Ramban, in his commentary on the Torah, says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mitzvah to make an extra Ari Miklat there, Al Shema Asid, that one day there are going to be a lot more Rotzchim there, because at that point, meaning at the time they set aside those Ari Miklat, there was no Jewish population there yet, meaning they hadn't really settled the land yet. So what do you mean Gilad Nefishi Rotzchim says? He says, no, it was prophetic that there would be Rotzchim. Alternatively, the Ramban says that it's in the air, that in Gilad, somehow in the air is this concept that people are going to be more likely to be Rotzchim. The Rishonim, however, are bothered by Akasha, that who cares that Nefishi Rotzchim? That's not what Ari Miklat are for. Ari Miklat are not there for murderers. Ari Miklat are there for people who kill Bishogeg. So Tosus writes that based on what the Gemara is going to say later today, that if there are people that kill B'mezid and there are no Edim, and therefore Bezin can't kill them, and there are other people that killed Bishogeg and there are no Edim, and therefore we can't force them to go to near Miklat, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make sure that they run into one another, and the guy that killed Bishogeg previously will be climbing a ladder and will fall on the guy that killed B'mezid, so the guy that killed B'mezid will die, right? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu will see to it that will happen. So since B'gilad Nefishi Rotzchim, and they weren't all caught, so they'll end up in Gilad, and we're going to have the Horgan Bishogeg also in Gilad, because they're going to end up in near Miklat, and they're going to need to be in near Miklat as well. So the two go hand in hand. The Ramban writes that the Rotzchim in Gilad, maybe in Achinami, they're killing B'mezid, but they're really good at it. They make it look like it was a shogeg. So until we could sort it all out, they're going to need Ari Miklat to be able to go to. And plus, we just learned yesterday that the standard procedure was that as soon as anybody killed anybody, they ran to a near Miklat. And then we later figured out, was it B'mezid, was it shogeg? But in that initial stage, everyone ran to a near Miklat. So that's how Abaye answers that. B'gilad Nefishi wrote, how do I know there are Rotzchim in Gilad? Dechsiv, Gilad Kiryas Poel Le'aven Akuba Midam. My Akuba Midam, Amr Ablazer, show you Okvin La'arug Nefashos. They would plot out how to kill people. If you think about it, if they divided Eretz Yisrael 25%, 50%, 75%, 100%, right, and they put three Ari Miklat, one at the 25-yard line, one at the 50-yard line, one at the 75-yard line, you get what I'm saying, right? So then the people, if someone were to kill all the way in the northern part of Eretz Yisrael, he's got to run 25% of the land in order to be able to get to a near Miklat. Someone kills toward the middle, the most he's going to have to run is 1/8 of the land in order to get to an Ir Miklat. So why is it that we make it so much easier for the people in central Israel than we do for the people in the northern and southern borders of Israel to be able to get to an Ir Miklat? Amar Abaye, b'Shechem nami shchichi rotzchim. Because in Shechem, there's also a lot of rotzchim. Over here, when we say b'Shechem, we mean the neighboring towns more than the other cities. It must mean, the Ritva points out, it must mean the neighboring towns, because Shechem itself was an Ir Miklat, and the halach is, if you kill in Shechem, if you kill in an Ir Miklat, you got to run to a different Ir Miklat. So they would have had to run pretty far. They would have had to, because they would have to go to the next Ir Miklat. But it means the areas around Shechem. D'chsib, because the pasuk says in Hosea, "Uchachake ish gedudim chever kohanim derech yiratzchu shchema." My chever kohanim, Amar Blazer, shei mischaber naharug nefashos, that they would, people there would get together to try to plan to kill people. Similar to the way the Kohanim gathered together to get their truma by the Beis HaGranos. Vesuleka, are there no other Ari Miklat besides for the six that we had mentioned? Doesn't the pasuk say that there should be 42 cities that also are going to function as Ari Miklat? So Amar Abaye answers, Halalu koltos bein ladas bein shelo ladas, that the six initial ones, they work as an Ir Miklat, whether the person went there ladas, that he knew that it was near Miklat, or whether he went there and he didn't even realize that the city that he was in was a near Miklat, it's still going to protect him. That's how Rashi learns. The Ritva learns that shalom ladas means he doesn't even know where he is. He was taken in while he was sleeping, so it's still going to protect him. Whereas halalu, Ladas koltos, shalom ladas en koltos. The other 42 will only protect a person if he understands where he is. He understands that he's there and he understands that it's going to protect him. If he doesn't know that he's in an Ir Miklat, then the other 42 will not protect him. So, frak the Gemara, v'chevron Ir Miklatu, is it possible that Chevron is an Ir Miklat? V'aksiv v'yitnu l'kalev es Chevron kasher diber Moshe, that Kalev got Chevron. If it was given to Kalev, it must not have been an Ir Miklat for Rotzchim. So, Rabbi Parvadeha, that the suburbs of the city around Chevron is what was given to Kalev. So it wasn't the actual proper city of Chevron, it was the areas right around Chevron that were given to Kalev, but the actual city of Chevron served as near Miklat. Was Kedesh near Miklat? V'aksiv, doesn't Pasuk say, V'are Mivtzar, the fortified cities, Hatzidim Tzar V'chamas Rak, so Kedesh was a fortified city in the Nachla of Naphtali, and these were very large cities, presumably Vitanya, and we have a brisa that Armalalu, the Ari Miklat, Tirin Ketanim, the Ari Miklat cannot be small villages, because you won't easily be able to find sustenance there. Velo Krachim Gedolim, they cannot be very large cities, because a lot of people gather there, and we have to be Choshesh, that maybe the Gaol Adam will end up being there, and he won't be able to control himself, he's going to try to kill the killer of his relative. Ela Yoros Beinonios, they're supposed to be mid-sized cities. So since Kedesh was a large fortified city, how could it be that they made it into a near Miklat? That's how Rashi understands that. The Gemara's Kasha is, how could Kedesh be an Ir Miklat if, after all, it's a fortified city, and fortified cities are typically very large cities? The Mishnah Melech in Hilchos Rotzeach Shmiras Nefesh Perachas asks on Rashi, who says that fortified cities are always large cities? You could have a city that's not so large but is very well fortified. So he says differently. He says an Ir Miftzar is a city that's surrounded by a wall. And the din is that you don't make an Ir Miklat in an Ir that's Mukavas Choma. That's a Gemara in Arach and Daf Lamed Gimel. So that's what we're asking. That if it was a fortified city, it means it was surrounded by a wall. If it was surrounded by a wall, there's another Gemara that tells us that an Ir Miklat cannot be surrounded by a wall. Okay, so says the Gemara, how do we answer this question about Kedesh? So Amrav Yosef Tarti Kedesh Havai. There were two cities that both had the same name. Amrav Ashi Kagon Salikum Va'akrat Salikum. Just like you have a large fortified city called Salikum, and nearby you have a smaller village that's called Akrat Salikum, so too there's a large fortified city called Kadesh, and nearby there's an average-sized city that would function as a near Miklat, and it's also called Kadesh because it's right near this very large place called Kadesh. Gufa. Now, we had just said that Aram Alalu, Einos Nosan Lotirin Katanim, that these Ari Miklat should not be these tiny villages, Lo Krachim Gedolim, they should not be large cities, Alayaros Beinonios, they should be mid-sized cities. Vein Moshivin Osan, Elbim Makom Mayim, you have to make sure there's a proper water supply. Vein Shamayim, and if there is no water supply in that city that they wanted to designate as near Miklat, Mevin Lahamayim, they'd have to bring water there from somewhere else by digging Amos Hamayim, that would divert water from distant rivers to be able to flow into that area. Also, Ari Miklat should be in places where there are markets so that people will be able to find food readily in these cities. And should be a place where a lot of people are in the that live in the villages that are near the Ir Miklat, so that you're not going to have a bunch of Goalei Adam that team up to make a milchama against the city because there's population around there that could protect it. Nismatu Achlusehen, if the population of the surrounding villages diminishes, so Masifin Alehen, we bring in other people to make sure that there's a proper population there. Nismatu Diorehen, if the people that live in the Ir Miklat itself, if the population in the Ir Miklat itself starts to diminish, Mevin Lehem Kohanim Levim Yisraelim, we bring Kohanim Levim Yisraelim that they should be able to live in that city. We don't bring Gerim or Psulei Kal, the Ritva writes in the name of the Ramah, because they have Midos Hanava and Rachmanos, and they're not going to be Shofchei Damim, they're not going to give the Rotzeach Biyad Goel Adam. And he says also, if they have to be Samach to a Beis Din, they'll find Anashim Ksherim that are able to, meaning if they need to give Smicha, they'll find Anashim Ksherim that they can get Smicha from. And we also don't sell near Miklat certain products. Lo Klei Zayin, we don't sell weapons in near Miklat, so the Goel Adam shouldn't buy weapons and kill the people who killed his relative. Velo Klei Metzuda, we don't sell things that are used to trap animals, because things that are used to trap animals for hunters could also be used on people, so we don't want the Goel Adam to have access to that. Divrei Rabbi Nechemya. V'cham Matirin, v'cham say you're allowed to sell these things. V'shavin, papot Rabbi Nechemya, and v'cham agree. Shane Porson betochen metzudos. They are not allowed to spread out traps for animals in the Ir Miklat. Vein mafshil betochen chavalim. And you're not allowed to make ropes that are used for nets and things like that in Ir Miklat, so that the Goel Adam would not be there too much and lose himself and want to kill the person who had murdered his relative. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Maikra, from what pasuk do we learn that we have to prepare for the rotzchim, everything that they're going to need in the Ir Miklat so they can live properly? Because the pasuk says, v'nas alachas min ha'arim ha'el v'chai, that it says v'chai, so avdei midit avdei chiyusa, that we're supposed to do things through which he'll have a chiyus in the Ir Miklat, that he has to be able to live in the Ir Miklat. So all these things, a water supply and food and things like that, we have to make sure he's going to be able to live. Tana, we have a braisa, Talmud, Shagala, if a Talmud goes into an Ir Miklat, Maglin Rabo Imo, then his Rebbe goes to the Ir Miklat together with him, so that he can continue to learn Torah from the Rebbe. The Ritva writes, what if there's already a yeshiva in the Ir Miklat? Why does his Rebbe have to go? The Ritva says his Rebbe has to go because shalom in hakol adam zochel in the Torah. That it's a shidduch with the Rebbe. Sometimes there's a Rebbe that doesn't work for that Talmud, and there's another Rebbe that does work for that Talmud. So if this is the Rebbe that this Talmud needs, then he's going to go to near Miklat. What about all the Rebbe's other Talmudim, where he is now? He's going to go to this Ir Miklat, and all the other Talmudim are going to be be without their Rebbe. So this machlokas achronim. The Yun Yaakov says, Einochinami, he only goes if he has one and only Talmud. If his one and only Talmud went to the Ermikla, then the Rebbe will go with him to the Ermikla. But you wouldn't abandon all the other Talmudim who didn't kill somebody for the one Talmud that did kill somebody. Whereas the Aruch Lener understands, no, even if he has other Talmudim, he goes to be there with this Talmud. Maybe the other Talmudim will come along with the Rebbe as well. We'll soon see that when a Rebbe goes into Galus, the yeshiva goes with him. But anyway, Shenemar, because the Pasuk says, V'chai, avale midi tavilechiyusa, you have to do things that he's able to live. And therefore, it doesn't only mean his life of Gashmius, it means his life of Ruchnius as well, that he has to be able to be Mekabel Torah from his Rebbe. The Rambam has a beautiful Lashon, in Rotzeach Shmir Senefesh, Barak Zayin, Alach Aleph, the Rambam writes, Talmud Shagola La'ari Miklad Maglin Rabo Imo, Shnemar V'chai, Asei Lo Kedesha Yichya, V'chaye Balei Chachma Umvaksheha, Below Talmud, Kemisa Chashuvin, that the life of people who are Balei Chachma, and people who seek Chachma, without being able to learn, without the ability to learn new things, that's kamisa chashuv, and they might as well be dead. They view that as death. Also, Torah itself is called chayim. The pasuk says ki chayecha va'orach yamecha, right? And that ki chayim mehem l'motzeihem, right? So we know the Torah is chayim in general. So I'm Rabbi Zeir, mikan shelo yishna adam l'talmud sheino hagun. So one should choose his talmidim carefully, because if you start teaching people who might one day be murderers, it may mean that you're going to have to move, that you're going to have to go to a city that you don't want to live in. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Harav Shegala, Maglin Yeshivasu Imo. If a Rebbe goes into Galus, his yeshiva goes together with him into Galus. The Meiri writes, V'cheina Rav Shagal Maglin Shvasimo She'ein Lo Chayim Below Yeshiva. That similar explanation, that Rebbe, just like a person who's a Bal Chachma needs to learn, and that's his whole Chayim, a person who's a teacher needs to teach, and that's his whole Chayim, and if he's not teaching, he's not going to be alive. L'chor, it's a little bit difficult. Why doesn't the Gemara say, Mikan Shalei Shana Adome Rav She'ein Lo Hagun? Right? Meaning, the Gemara should have then taking the next step, just like we did with the Tal. We said, choose your Talmidim carefully because you may end up in near Miklat. Maybe it should say over here, and choose your Rebbeim carefully because you may end up in near Miklat if the whole yeshiva has to go with him to the near Miklat. And we know that you're supposed to choose your Rebbeim carefully. That's a Gemara Moed Katan Daf Yud Zayin. That im doma arav l'malach Hashem yivak shetor mipiyu. That if the Rebbe is like a Malach Hashem, then you're supposed to look for Torah from him. Otherwise not. So the Marsha writes that, but if you look in the Maskana of the Gemara, Maseches Chagiga Daf Tezvav, the Gemara says that if a person is an Adam Gadol, he could be Mekabel Torah even from a Rav She'eno Hagun. We pask it that way, because Rabbi Meir learned Torah from Elisha ben Avuya, from Acher, even after he became Acher. So you see that, and the Gemara said, how are you allowed to do that? I thought you need to only be Mevakish Torah from a Rav that's Kemal Hashem Tzvav. Because the Gemara says, if you're Rabbi Meir, you could do that. If you're an Adam Gadol, that, you know, that knows how to sift out the good from the bad, and knows how to detect if something is off, so then you can do that. So that's what the Marsha says. That's why it doesn't say over here that you shouldn't learn from a Rav She'eino Hagun, because it's not always true. Most of us shouldn't learn from a Rav She'eino Hagun, but there are certain Yechidei Skula that are able to learn from a Rav She'eino Hagun. The Ben Yoyada gives other answers to this question, but the Aruch Lener says that the real reason that a person should not learn, teach a Talmud She'eino Hagun is because his intention in teaching Torah is to be Magdil Torah, but if he's going to if the Talmud is going to kill B'shogeg, then the Rebbe is going to have to go into Galus, and he's not going to be able to be Lagdil Torah Lahadir, because all of his Talmidim are going to be abandoned. I mean, he's going to teach fewer Talmidim. That's the Aruch Lener we mentioned before, that the Aruch Lener says that even if he has 1,000 Talmidim, and one goes into Galus, the Rebbe goes with that one, leaving the other 999 behind. So the reason why we said that you have to pick your Talmidim carefully is because on account of one, you may cost yourself the ability to teach all of them. But to choose your Rebbe carefully is not as big a deal, because if the Rebbe goes into the Ermiklat, you'll still go with him. Okay, so you'll live somewhere else, but you'll still be able to learn from that Rebbe. So, frankly, Gemara Aini, is that true that Rabbi Yochanan says this, that a Rav that kills Bishogeg, that he has to go to near Miklat? Does the Rebbe himself even have to go? Vam Rabbi Yochanan, minayin l'divrei Torah shein kolten? Didn't Rabbi Yochanan tell us that divrei Torah themselves protect a person? Shenemar, because the Pasuk says, as betzer b'midbar, k'siv b'asrei, and it says right after that, vizos ha-Torah. So we see that Torah works like a near Miklat would work. Torah would protect a person the same way near Miklat would. So why does the Rebbe need to go into Gal? He's osik in Torah, and therefore a Gaal Adam can't kill him anyway. So why does he have to go to a near Miklat? Says Mar Lokasha. The Meimra that Torah will protect a person like a near Miklat is only while you're actually learning Torah. Whereas a near Miklat will protect you while you're sleeping, while you're eating, if you're in an actual near Miklat, it protects you all the time. And nobody's learning Torah all the time, right? There's always some break. But Torah is only going to protect a person while he's actually learning Torah. Now, you may recall, there's a Gemara Masechta Sota, Daf Chaf Aleph, that distinguishes between Torah versus mitzvos, and says that mitzvos are megin on a person while he's doing a mitzvah. But the great maila of Torah is that Torah is megin whether a person's doing a mitzvah or not doing, whether he's learning or not learning. If he's a Baal Torah, then even at a time when he's not learning, the Torah will protect him. So the Aruch Lener asks the Kasha that this seems to be a stira, that over here it says that the Torah is only going to protect him while he's learning. The Gemara in Sota says what's unique about Torah is that Torah protects a person whether he's learning or not learning. So the Aruch Lener says there are different types of protection. There's protection from like accidents and terrible things, and then there's protection from a particular Goel Adam who wants to kill you, right? So the halacha that a Goel Adam is not allowed to kill you, he has that halacha when he sees you learning. If he doesn't see you learning, he is allowed to kill you unless you're in an ir miklat, right? That's the difference. Okay, so says Gmar Vibay Seima, or another way to be miyashev, that in Achinami, Divrei Torah do not protect a person, and a Goel Adam is allowed to kill a person even while he's learning Torah. Mike Colton, what does it mean when we say that Divrei Torah protect a person? It means Mimalach HaMaves. Divrei Torah don't protect a person from Gaol Adam at all. It just protects a person from a natural death, from the Malach HaMaves coming to get him. Where do we find that Divrei Torah protect a person from the Malach HaMaves? Ki had Rav Chista, like the story of Rav Chista, V'yasa V'garz Bei Rav, Rav Chista was sitting and learning in the Beis Medrash, V'lo HaVakayachal Shlicha D'Malach D'Mosa L'Mikrav L'Gabei, and the Shliach of the Malach HaMaves couldn't get him to take his neshama. He was sent to go take his neshama, and he couldn't, because he wouldn't stop learning. And as long as he's learning, the Malach HaMavis couldn't do anything. So Salak V'yosef Ha'arzit de Be'rav, so the Shliach of the Malach HaMavis went to the cornerstone, or the pillar that held up the whole base medrash, Paka Arza, and he broke it, Vishasik, and it was like, felt like an earthquake, so everyone was quiet for a second, V'yachalei, and in that split second, that's when he was able to go and take his neshama. So there you see that when a person is engaged in Torah, the Malach HaMaves is not able to get him. But not that the Goel Adam is not able to get him. A Goel Adam is allowed to kill a person even if he's learning Torah. Now, one might have said, well, wait a second, there is a famous story like this. Rav Chista is not the famous story. Right, the famous story is David HaMelech, the Gemara in Shabbos Tav Lamed, that the Malach HaMavis couldn't take the neshama until of David HaMelech, until he stopped learning Torah. David HaMelech got a Kodesh Baruch Hu to tell him he was going to die on a Shabbos every single Shabbos. Lo pasak pume migirsa, he would learn all day long, and that way the Malach HaMavis wasn't going to be able to take his neshama. So Marshall says, yeah, Enoch Hidami could have brought that story as well, but it brings this story. It doesn't make it, meaning they're both the same story. So it's, they're both the same concept. However, the Ben Yoyada says that maybe David HaMelech's not a raya to other people, because it could be that even if Divrei Torah don't protect regular people, but Limud Torah Biritzifus and in combination with the great Zuchuyos that David HaMelech already had, maybe that makes it that the Malach HaMavis can't get to him. And plus, he was a melech, and it was Shabbos, and there was Kedusha Eretz Yisrael, so he had all these other zuchuyos that were there all at the same time. So maybe, yeah, if you're a melech and it's Shabbos and you're in Eretz Yisrael, there's so much Kedusha. Plus, you're learning Torah constantly. Maybe from there, you see, learning Torah constantly will protect you from the Malach HaMavis. But Rav Chista didn't have any of those things. So you see that even just the learning of Torah is able to protect a person from the Malachamavas. Amar Rabbi Tanchum Bar Chaniloi, Neimazach Ruven Limanus Batzal Tchila. Why does the Torah start with the Ari Miklat that saved Rotzchim Meshogeg with a city that belonged to the Chelik of Ruven? Mreshu Pasach Batzal Tchila, because Ruven was the one that was first to run to save Yosef. Shenemar, because by Mechiris Yosef it says, Vayishma Ruven Vayatzileu Miyadam. Dorash Rabbi Simlai, Maidach Siv, what does the Pasach mean when it says, Az Yavdil Moshe Shalosh Arim Bever Yardin Mizrach HaShemesh? Lechor Mizrach HaShemesh is extra. So Amalek Kodesh Baruch Hu LeMoshe Hazrach Shemesh LeRotzchem. They have to make sure that you take care of the needs of the Ari Miklat. You should shine the sun on the Rotzchem to make sure you take care of the needs of the people in the Ari Miklat. Ikeda Amri. Others say Amar Lo that Kodesh Baruch Hu said to Moshe Hizrach Shemesh LeRotzchem, that you've shown the sun on the Rotzchem by being mafresh three cities as Ari Miklat, meaning good job. You did a good thing by setting aside these Ari Miklat. Darish Rabbi Simai, Mai Dechsev, Oif Kesef, Lo Yispa Kesef, Umi Oif Ba'amon, Lo Tavua. What does the Pasuk mean when it says in Koheles, Oif Kesef, Lo Yispa Kesef, Umi Oif Ba'amon, Lo Tavua? Oif Kesef, Lo Yispa Kesef, Zem Moshe Rabbeinu. That's a reference to Moshe Rabbeinu, and it's not really about money. It's about mitzvos, that mitzvos are Nimshal to Kesef, that Moshe Rabbeinu loves mitzvos so much, he's never satisfied with the mitzvos that he already has. He knew very well that the three Ari Miklat he was designating Nevar Yarden were not going to actually function until the three in Eretz Yisrael were designated after the Kibush and the Chiluk of Eretz Yisrael. And nevertheless, he still did it. If I have a chance to do a mitzvah, even if I can't see it through, but I can at least get the ball rolling on a mitzvah, I'm going to do it. He loved mitzvahs so much that even mitzvahs he knew full well he was never not going to be able to see through to fruition, he tried to do those mitzvahs. Umi oev ba'mon lo tavua. And what about the second half of the pasuk? What does that mean? Umi oev ba'mon lo tavua. Lemi na'a lelamid ba'mon. Who should be someone who darshins, who teaches a lot of Torah in public? Misha kol tavua shalos. Someone who's a big bucky. He's a bucky in mikra, mishnah, halacha, agada, that he knows everything. So if he knows everything, he'll be able to give good shirim, good drashas. V'hainu damar Reb Elazar, and that's what Reb Elazar says. Mai dechsiv, mi yamal gvuras Hashem, yashmiya kol tilaso. Lemi na'a lemal gvuras Hashem. Who's the one that's appropriate to be the one speaking about the Gvuras Hashem? Misha yachal hashmiya kol tilaso. Someone who's able to have it be heard, all of the tilos, meaning who should darshan publicly? Someone who's a baki in all of the Torah. So if he knows kol tilaso, he knows all of the Torah, that's a person that should be teaching Torah to the masses. V'rabbanan v'itemer Rabba Bar Mari Amar, that we darshan the pasuk as follows. Mi oiv ba'amon lo tevua, kala oiv ba'amon, anyone who loves talmid chachamim, that teach Torah to a lot of talmidim, lo tevua. The Torah will find their way to his family. His children will be Talmidei Chachamim, meaning that it's an ava of Talmidei Chachamim. That's a great skula for your own children to become Talmidei Chachamim. Yavu be'Rabbanan Einayu be'Rava Berei DeRabba. So the Rabbanan looked at Rava Berei DeRabba because Rabba was someone who loved Talmidei Chachamim a great deal, and that's why he was, or maybe it was Rava Berei DeRabba who loved Talmidei Chachamim a great deal, and all of his children were known to be Talmidei Chachamim. I think Rav Eliyashiv in his Ha'aros and Maseches Bracha says that when we make a seim, all the Bar Papas, they were all big Talmidei Chachamim. We say all the sons of Rav Papa. So he says, because you find throughout Shas that whenever there's a machlokas, Rav Papa would find a way to make both sides right. That he would say that sometimes we pass like this one and sometimes we pass like this one. So each side is really correct. So he said he had such a covenant for Talmidei Chachamim, he couldn't imagine that any of them are wrong. So he tried to work out that so someone who has such covenant for Talmidei Chachamim, that's ultimately the greater skula, to have children or a Talmid Chacham, more so than perhaps even more so than being a Talmid Chacham oneself, is to show great kavod to Talmid Chacham. Rav Ashi, which makes sense, right? Meaning if a kid grows up in a house thinking that in their house, well, the way they talk about Talmid, the greatest thing a person could be is a Talmid Chacham, so a kid's going to want to be a Talmid Chacham. If you walk around, growing up in that house, they talk about the greatest thing a person could be is rich, so the kid's going to want to be rich. You know, if they talk about the greatest thing he could be is an athlete, he's going to want to be an athlete. So it makes sense that people who are mechabi talmidei chachamim will have children who are talmidei chachamim. Rav Ashi Amar, kala oiv lumo ba'amon, a person who loves to teach with other people who are osik b'Torah, excuse me, lo tvua, he's going to be zocha to a lot of Torah. V'hainu da'amar, Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina, and that's what Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina says, Maiduk Siv, what does the pasuk mean when it says, Cherev al abadim v'no'alu, Cherev al tzavari soneim shel tamir chamim, it's a lashon saginar. It's saying like there's a sword drawn against the Tamil Kham, Shiyosh Rosh Mitar Bad Bivad, when they sit and learn all alone. Velo od elishem etapshin. They become more foolish when they learn all alone. Ksiv hacha, it says over here, Vino alu, uksiv hasam, and it says a similar lashon asher no alnu. And over there, the targuman asher no alnu is di'itapashna, that they become foolish. So no alu means a lashon of tipshus. Velo od, and not only that, but people who learn Torah alone, shechotin, they're sinners, shenemar. Because the pasuk says Vasher Chatanu, it says Asher Noalu Vasher Chatanu. The Ibai say Mehacha, or we can learn from a different pasuk Noalu Sari Tzoan. So it says Nasu Sari Nof Hitu Es Mitzrayim. So Toa is a Chote. So Noel must also be a Chote. Ravina Amar Kala Olev Lelamid Bahamon. Anyone who loves to teach Torah to a lot of Talmidim, Lo Tavua is going to be Zoche to Torah, because HaKadosh Baruch is going to reward him by giving him a lot of Torah to teach. That because he wants to be Marbitz Torah, so Hashem will give him more Torah that he's able to be Marbitz. Vainu Da Amar Rabbi Harbe Torah Lamadti Mirabosei Mechaveru Yosemir Mitalmida Yosemikulon. That I learned a lot of Torah from my Rebbeim, I learned more from my Chaverin, and I learned more than all of that from my Talmidim, because through the Talmidim asking kashas and challenging me, so I'm able to learn so much more. Amar Reb Shua ben Levi, my dechsev, what does the pasuk mean when it says in Tehillim, Omdul sayu ragleinu b'sha'arayich Yerushalayim, mi garam l'ragleinu sh'yamdu b'milchama, what causes our soldiers to be able to be successful in milchama? Shari Yerushalayim, sh'yoskim b'torah, it's the Shari Yerushalayim, where they're also in Torah. So it's that partnership that works together. It's only through the Esek HaTorah that happens in Eretz Yisrael that the soldiers are able to be successful in their war efforts in Eretz Yisrael. Right? I think all religious people believe that. The whole machlokas is what the proportions, right? But I think everyone believes that the Sharayich Yerushalayim. So okay, Vam Rabbi Shua ben Levi, May Dechsev Shil Amal Sadavet Samachti Bamlun Beis Hashem Nelech Amr Dov Nekrosh Baruch Ribono Shel Olam Shemat. Everyone knew that David HaMelech was not going to be zochet to build the Beis HaMikdash. So David HaMelech would overhear people talking, and they would say, when is this guy going to die already so that Shlomo could go build the Beis HaMikdash for not the regel, and then we could be all the regel. And David says, you know how I felt when I heard people saying that? V'samachti. I was so happy that that's their aspiration, that the aspiration of the people is to have a Beis HaMikdash. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, no, you should know that Tov Yom B'chatzirecha Me'elech, Tov Li Yom Echad, Sha'at Ha'osik P'torah L'fanai, Me'elef Olo Sa'asin Shlomo Bincha La'akru L'fanai Agla B'yam Zbech. I prefer one day of your Torah learning to 1,000 karbanos that Shlomo Melech is going to bring on the Mizbech, meaning you have no idea how valuable your Torah is. So what they're striving for, yes, it's something very noble, but it's not more noble than when you're able to provide what you're able to provide in this world. It's interesting, they refer to David HaMelech as Zakein Zeh. David HaMelech lived to the age of 70, so he never really got to be such an old man. So what is it, Ben Shishim, which one is Seva, which one is Zikna? I think it's Ben Shishim le Zikna, Ben Shivim le Seva. What? Yes, Shivim is which one?
The first one.
Like Shivim is Zakein or Seva? No, I know 80, but which one is Seva, which one is Zikna? I don't remember. Okay, whatever it is. Okay, so it would make sense if Shishim is Zikna. I know it's a machlokas between the Mishnah and there's a, I think there's a Targum or something that says different than the Mishnah. So, okay, whatever it is. So, Umuchvanus Lem Drachim, they would prepare roads for the roadskim to get to the Ari Mitra. Tainer, Lazam Yaakov Omer, Miklat HaYakosav Al Prashas Drachim. It would say on the signs, Miklat, Kadesh Yaakov Ratzeach, V'yifnu L'sham, so the Ratzeach will know to be able to get there. Amrav Kana Mikra, what pasuk do we learn this from? Tachin L'cha HaDerech, Asay L'cha HaChana L'Derech, that you should make a HaChana in advance, so that people will know what Derech to be able to take to get to the Ir Miklat. So now the Gemara tells us that various Amarayim, when they would give Shiurim, Pesukim about the parsha of those who are tzeich b'shogeg, they would always have a shir psicha. They'd always have like a little teaching to begin the process of teaching this sugya. So Rav Chama bar Chanina pasuch l'pischa l'ay parshas mehacha. He would start with the following hakdama. The pasuk says Tov Yashar Hashem al ken yorech hatoyim baderech. The Kodesh Baruch Hu shows the chotim who killed b'shogeg the derech to get to the Yermiklat. So im l'chatoyim yorech. So you would say, wow, if Hashem is taking care of the chatoim, so kal v'chomer l'tzadikim, all the more so he takes care of the tzadikim. What do you mean? Chatoim means sins. It doesn't mean sinners. So no, that's not a true question. Because the word chatoim with a dagesh in the test means someone whose whole life is sin. Someone who's like very strongly a sinner. So it's like a chote to the extreme. So that's what, that even the big sinners, the people who commit the big one, murder, right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is looking to take care of them. So all the more so, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to look to take care of the tzaddikim. Rav Shimon Lakish Paschal Apiskalai Parshas Mehacha. Rav Shimon Lakish would begin darshing the pasuk from, would begin darshing this parsha by dashing the following pasuk, "Va'asher lo tzadah ve'elukim ino liyado," that someone who kills b'shogeg didn't do it b'mezid. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sort of made this happen, meaning the whole thing was an accident. So the chora, how could it be that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to cause such a michshal to come about to a person? So the answer is, "Kasher yomer mashal kadmoni merishayim yatzar resha," that it's like the Torah says that the Torah is the mashal of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's the kadmon shalolam, that from rishayim comes a dvar. So how does the Torah say Velukimi Niliado? What are we talking about over here? You have two people that have already killed. One already killed b'shogeg, one killed b'mezid. Loze ein edim, the one who killed b'mezid had no edim against that saw him do it, and therefore you can't kill him in Bezdin. Loze ein edim, the one who killed b'shogeg, there were no edim, and therefore you couldn't sentence him to the Ermiklat. So what does the Kodesh Baruch Hu do? A Kodesh Baruch Hu mazmin on the pundak. The Kodesh Baruch Hu sends them to the same place. Zeshark b'mezid Yoshev tachas asulam. The one who previously killed b'mezid is sitting underneath a ladder. Zeshark b'shogeg yorid b'sulam v'dofal alav. And the one that killed b'shogeg is going down the ladder. Derech irida, and he lands on him v'hargo, and he kills him. So zeshark b'mezid narag. So then it turns out that the one who killed b'mezid got killed. Zeshark b'shogeg gola, and the one who killed b'shogeg ended up going to galus. So the amra barav huna amra funa varmila amra funa amra blazer minatoru minanviyim minaksu. That we see from Torah, Nevi'im, Ksum, from all three parts of Tanakh, that in the path that a person wants to go, they'll be led in that path. Minat Torah we see from Bilam. Tichsiv, Pasuk says, Lo Selech Imahem, that Bilam was originally told by God, don't go to curse the Jewish people. Uksiv, and afterwards says, Kom Lechitam. But Bilam kept on begging, please, 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 please. So eventually he was told, Kom Lechitam, that's what you want to do. So okay, you're going to make your own bed. You're going to end up being this villain. Minat Nevi'im, Tichsiv, from the Nevi'im it says, in Yeshayahu, Ani Hashem Elokecha Melamedcha LaHoil Madrichcha BeDerech Telech, that it'll be Madrich in the Derech that you want to go. Minaksuvim Dichsiv Im Leitzim Uyalit Zulanovim Yitein Chayin. That if a person wants to connect himself to Leitzim, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to stop him from doing so. So what about a Gol Adam who kills a Rotzeach on his way to an Ir Miklat? So Amar Avuna Rotzeach Shegal Ir Miklat. The Rotzeach that's on his way to an Ir Miklat. And so Gol Adam, and the Gol Adam finds him on the way there Veharago, and he kills him. Patr, the Gol Adam is not Chayiv Misa. He was allowed to do that. Kasavar, Rav Huna holds that when the Pasuk says, Vilo ein mishpat maves, b'Gol Adam u'dichsiv, it's talking about the Gol Adam. So the Pasuk says, pen yirdov Gol Adam achrei rotzeach, ki echam levavo, that the Gol Adam is going to be all heated up, so he's going to want to chase the rotzeach, v'yisigo kir ba'aderech, and he's going to catch up to him, v'yiko nefesh, and he's going to kill him. So the Gol Adam is going to chase him to the Ermikli, he's going to kill him, and the Gol Adam doesn't have to worry about Beis Din having to, about facing consequences in Beis Din because Vilo ein mishpat maves, the Gol Adam is not chayiv misa in Beis Din, and the end of the pasuk is ki lo sonei hu lo mitmol shel shom. Means that's why we have to prepare Ari Miklat, that the Rotzeach should be able to save himself from the Gol Adam, because he didn't hate this guy that had killed b'shogeg, and therefore it makes sense that he should be able to be saved from Misa. So Meisvei, so they ask on Rav Huna, but v'loei mishpat maves, b'rotzeach hakosu medaber, that it's talking about the Rotzeach, that we have to be choshesh, that maybe the Gol Adam is going to chase after the Rotzeach to kill him shalokadin, because the Rotzeach doesn't deserve to die for having killed someone b'shogeg. cake because it was lo hayasun. They didn't have anything against each other previously. So ata omer brotzeach o enu el begol adam. Are you sure that it's about the rotzeach? Maybe it's about the gol adam. So kshu omer vuhu lo sonei lo mitmol shilshom. Avre omer brotzeach akos medaber. When it says vuhu lo sonei lo mitmol shilshom, that's obviously about the rotzeach. Meaning we're saying that the reason the rotzeach doesn't deserve to die is he wasn't doing this on purpose. He had nothing against this guy that he had killed. So you see that against Rav Huna, that Rav Huna holds that if the Gol Adam kills a Rotzeach on his way to near Miklad, he's patur from Misa. But over here it seems like he's not patur from Misa. So answers the Gemara that from the Brais it's Muchach against Rav Huna, but who damer kiay Tana, but ain't a chinami. But Rav Huna could say like a different Tana. D'tanya v'loin mishma maves, but Gol Adam akos medaber, that it's Taka saying that the Gol Adam is allowed to kill him. So at Omer, but Gol Adam akos medaber, ain't real b'rotzech. Are you sure it's Gol Adam? Maybe it's a rotzech. Kishu Omer, ki lo sonei lo mitmol shel shom er rotzech amur. When it says lo sonei lo mitmol shel shom, that's about the rotzech. Amani mikayim v'loin mishma maves. So therefore, the other phrase in the pasuk v'loin mishma maves, the Gol Adam, because Medaber must be about the Gol Adam. So you see, that price goes like Rav Huna, that a Gol Adam who kills a Rotzeach on his way to the Er Miklat is Potter. So the Gemara tries to see if we can prove from our Mishnah against Rav Huna. Tanan, our Mishnah said, Mosulo Shnei Tamil Chamim. We give him two Tamil Chamim to accompany him to the Er Miklat, because Shema Yahargenu Baderech, because maybe the Gol Adam will kill him on the way. V'yidabru elav, and Tamil Chamim will speak to the Gol Adam. My love, the Masrubei. What does it mean, V'yidabru elav? Doesn't it mean that they give him Masra? D'ikatil bar k'talu, that if you kill this guy, you're going to be Chayiv Misa. So don't you see against Rav Huna that the Gol Adam is going to be Chayiv Misa if he kills the Rotzeach? Lo. So it says, no. It does not mean that they give Masra. Kidetanya. Rather, it means like what the Brisa says. Vaydabri loved dvarim aruuyim lo. They speak to him things that will resonate with him. Omrim lo, al tinag bo minuk shofchei damim. Don't become a murderer yourself. Bishkaga b'maisa liyado. Nebuch, this happened b'shogeg. It was an accident. Ramei romuhu medabra al yidei atzmo. That the Rotzeach himself speaks on his own behalf. Shenemar v'zed dvar ha-Rotzeach. Omrim lo, and the Chum said to Ramei, no, harbe shlichus osa. There are a lot of things that a person can't do by yourself that you need someone else to do for you. Over here, it's much better that the Rotzeach not speak on his own behalf and that you have the other Tamidei Chachamim speak on his behalf. So Amar Mar, Bishkaga b'maisa liyado, Pshita, Tibi Mezid bar Galusu. Obviously it's Bishkaga b'maisa liyado. If it were Mezid, then he wouldn't be going to Galus. He'd be getting killed. Says the Gemara, in. Even someone who kills b'mezid does go to Galus. Because Vatanya, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, B'tchila, that originally, initially, when someone kills, Echad Shogeg, Echad Mezid, Makdim and Lari Miklat. Whether one killed b'shogeg or whether one kills b'mezid, they go to near Miklat, and Beis Din Sholchim Mavin also Misham, and then Beis Din will summon him from the Ir Miklat, Mishan, and have him stand trial. Mishan is Chayiv Misa Araguhu, and if he's Chayiv Misa, they would kill him. Shneimer of Sholchu Zikneir V'locha also Misham and also Sabiyar Gol Adam V'Meis, and Mishalon is Chayiv Patru, and if he wasn't Chayiv Misa, they'd patter him and they'd let him go off back home. Shneimer of Itzilui Das Rotzeach Miad Gol Adam. Mishan is Chayiv Golus. If it turns out that we have evidence that he killed Beshogeg, so Machzir Rosal Mekama, we send him right back to the Ir Miklat. Shneimer Rabbi Omer, Rabbi says we do not, the din of those who killed B'mezid is not to go to near Miklat. May atzmanein golin, kesurinein echashog vechon mezid kultos, veinin yodin shabashog kultos mezidin kultos. It's not a halacha that when someone kills B'mezid, they're supposed to go to the near Miklat. It's just something that people did because they thought that was going to be the case. They thought that even though they killed B'mezid, they'd go to the Ir Miklat and it would protect them, but the halach is not that way, that it would not protect them. Amar Blazer, Ir Sharuba Rotskim, if you have a city where the majority of the people have killed someone, Eino Koletes, it cannot protect you. Shnemar V'diber Bazne, Ziknei Yerehi Es Devarav, Veloshu Ushvu Devrei and Ledvarav, that the person who killed Bishogi has to go to the Ziknei Yer and speak about what he had done. So we see from there that only when what he says is going to be different than their story, then it could be a near miklat, because they're not rotzchim like him. But if they're rotzchim just like him, then it does not work as near miklat. Vamra blazer, irsha inba zikanim eino koletas. A city that does not have zikanim cannot protect. To be inon ziknea ir, veleka, you need krakidachsiv. It says that you go to the ziknea ir, so you need to have actual ziknea ir. Itmar, irsha inba zikanim, rabbi ami, rabbi asi, chanomer koletas, vchanomer eino koletas. So actually, machlo, if it doesn't have zakenim, whether it can serve as an ear miklat or not. Leman Yamar Eino Kolatas, the one that says it cannot serve as near miklat, be inon zikne ir veleka, because the pasuk says zikne ir, and if you don't have zikne ir, so it doesn't work. Leman Yamar Kolatas, the opinion that says that it does work, mitzvah bialma, it's just lechachila that there should be zikanim in the city, but if there aren't zikanim in the city, it's also fine. The ir shein bazikanim, likewise, a city that does not have zikanim, Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Asi, chalomer nasa ba ben sorumora, vchalomer ein nasa ben sorumora. Machlokas, whether you can have a ben sorumora in such a city. Leman Yamar Ein Nasa Ba Ben Sorumara to be Inan Zikne Iro, because Pasuk Ben Sorumara also says that the parents take him to Zikne Iro Veleka. Leman Yamar Nasa Ben Sorumara, the one that says that it can be, you can have a Ben Sorumara Mitzvah Vialma. Ideally, you should have a Zikanim in the city. V'yir Shein Bazikanim. Third thing about a city that does not have Zikanim that Rabbi Yami and Rabbi Yassi disagree about. Rabbi Yami and Rabbi Yassi, Chadomer Mevia Aglarufa, VeChadomer Ein Mevia Aglarufa. One says it could bring in Aglarufa, or the other one says it cannot. Leman Yamar Ein like it says in the pasuk, and you don't have zikne irahi. L'mandi amr mevia eglarufa, and the opinion that says that it's eligible to bring an eglarufa, mitzvah bialma. It's not ma'akev when it says that there are zikne ha'ir. It's just something that's a mitzvah bialma. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up at the very end of Daf Yud Beis. Everyone have a good day, a good night, a good Shabbos, a good Yantif.